Today is Friday, April 5th. The title for our devotional is The Spirit Gives Life. Yesterday, we looked at Paul's comparison of the life in the flesh with the life in the Spirit. The life in the flesh is death. The life in the Spirit is life, true life. This is the greatest expression of the Spirit's power, transforming the believer from death to life. The Christian life is a life of complete ontological change in the Spirit of God. So today, let's read Romans 8. We're just going to focus in on 9 through 11. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. I'm only going to make one nerdy comment on this passage to help us understand its meaning. The tense of the conditional statement if in verse 11 here implies a fulfilled condition. This means Paul is assuming that it is true. So the sense is more since than if. So since the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he's assuming that if, again, he said in the previous verse, that if you are a Christian, you have the Spirit of God. So if the Spirit of God is living in you, since the Spirit of God is living in you as a Christian, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. That said, today I just want to contemplate the glorious mystery of this statement. The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. The very power and presence of God dwells in you, giving life to your mortal bodies. What a statement, right? I'm tempted to just leave it there and let you contemplate that mystery for the day, but the results are so good that they help us grasp the idea of this new life. After this statement, or after this section that we read, Paul goes into some of the results of living a life in the realm of the Spirit. One is obedience. The people of Israel had tried and failed to live up to the righteous standards of the law for millennia. Now, God and the gift of His Holy Spirit causes His people to walk in His statutes, as Ezekiel 36:27 declares. The second one is adoption. The Spirit Himself, he says, testifies with our spirit that we are God's children, in verse 16. We can know that we are children of God because He has given us His Spirit and we have experienced His presence and power. The Spirit produces and reveals this intimacy with God. Third is glory. In the new creation, the children of God will be glorified. Creation will be liberated from the curse as the children of God return to their originally intended role as good stewards of God's creation. We will be given a new body without the sinful nature, without the degradation of time, without the struggle with sin, as verse 23 indicates. The fourth is hope. Our experience of the Spirit is the deposit of this hope that our bodies and all creation will be redeemed. So we can know that this hope is on solid ground. It is an assured, confident hope, expectation that God will redeem all of creation because He has given us His Spirit. And we experience this life in the Spirit. The fifth one is help. The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, he says in verse 26. He intercedes for us when we don't know what to pray and we don't know the will of God. After going through this list, I hope you are realizing that we cannot neglect the Spirit in our Christian life. These are massive truths that the Spirit accomplishes within us. If we neglect the Spirit, we will live a powerless Christian life that sadly ignores the abundant, full life that Jesus came to give His people. Reflection time today. If you're a believer in Jesus, contemplate the glorious truth that the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and gives life, eternal, fullness of life, to your mortal body.